are feedback. They met their guidelines and their applications that Friday, so they have 1 week to write proposals. How do we bring about that change, that self-determination? You have to be in it, you have to be fighting. And I would just like to turn the mic back to Sue Green and again encouraging you to again say that self-determination is bringing about change as far as Alaska Native goes.
Thank you very much, all of you. Good variety of discussion topics, and I know a lot of things will follow after this. I think probably you all would appreciate being able to sit where it's comfortable now, and we'll have the reports. People come up here and use the your mic in front of the guests and chairs. We'll take a minute for them to be able to go back to their seats, and we'll take care of the announcements next. Thank you all very much. To have those right away. If we don't have the notes from the workshop, we don't know what went on there, and then the conference reports won't be complete or really meaningful to the individual. So please, any of you have notes from the workshops, turn those into Barb. The other thing that we need, the evaluation forms. You have been given evaluation forms to evaluate the conference. And Barb is requesting that you do take the time to fill those out. Should help a great deal in planning for next year's meeting. Barb hasn't passed it out yet? Okay, thank you. She will have them available. Maybe I'll hold off on that one because she's going to pass them out. She did. Okay, here she comes with them. And she said she wasn't going to let you out the door if you didn't give her your evaluation form. So she's requesting help with that. Also, you'll be happy to know that Judy and Barb's wallets were found. And all is well again. The last thing, most of you have received the copies of the questionnaire, the school finance study questionnaire, the comprehensive gold paper approach. We would appreciate your taking time to participate in this questionnaire, and please turn it in at the registration desk. There's a box there at the registration desk in which you can put that questionnaire for the Center for Global Educational Research. Please complete that too. Okay, those are the announcements. And I'm going to give you another 2-3 minutes for looking through the materials you have on resolutions while Barb is also passing out the evaluation forms. And then we'll have June take over here in a couple of minutes to discuss the Resolutions Committee report with you. June, hello. Is she in here or is she out the hall? June needs Jenny's help.
Can someone from the resolution committee, someone or members from the resolution committee, address some of these questions and topics that are coming up, please? Did everyone hear that, or would you like that repeated? Okay. Yes. Yeah. Kathy, you better come up here and say that again. In the meantime, we'll take the gentleman raising his hand back there. Yes.
Well, I'm on the resolution committee, too, and I believe that our intention was to break up each resolution into numbers. Now, not all of us did that. We were supposed to number the parts or to letter the parts. And then I believe that I was under the impression that we were going to vote on each part rather than on the whole resolution.
Okay. Yeah. To explain to you again what happened, there were so many resolutions that were submitted to the resolution committee, and we had a limited time to be able to write them all up and submit them to you and get them passed and Xerox. So we took all the resolutions that were submitted to us and divided them into the four categories that they appear to fall in. The four categories is at the top of each page. One is next year's conference, one is certification, one is the guidelines, and one is legislation. So all the resolutions that dealt with those particular topics were combined into one resolution. So perhaps you would like to decide to separate those or send them back to the resolutions committee.
What is your wish? I see a hand back there. Go ahead. Dave.
I'm not so sure that it's even necessary to have the conference even vote on these. I was under the impression that these were just ideas we were putting forward from the workshops, and they came out of the workshops sort of as consensus from the workshops. The task force doesn't have to do any of these. It's just recommendations for them to consider. So I don't even see why we even have to say that any of these are law or going to be law. Or let's just say these are ideas, and we'd like the task force to go over them in detail. And I don't think we should vote on all of these or even try to say, you know, I don't think it's appropriate.
I'd like Irene to speak then. David, I appreciate your confusion on that, because the Resolutions Committee itself was confused about a distinction that has apparently been made at this conference between recommendations and resolutions. Recommendations came out of the workshops. Resolutions were supposed to come out of the Resolutions Committee. Okay? The recommendations have gone to Barbara, I've got now, and she is compiling those. What happens to those is something we don't know about, because they were really the responsibility of the resolution committee. But there is a distinction. There is a distinction between the recommendations from the workshops and the resolutions that were supposed to be organized and planned and so on by this resolutions committee.
Yes. John.
Information about the status of bilingual education.
you. Are you therefore recommending that we strike that out or leave it in? That whereas?
Yeah, I would recommend that it be amended. I feel very uncomfortable with it because it says to me that this kind of technical stuff isn't really the province of the bilingual teacher. And I think we've got to get it into the villages somehow. And I think the bilingual teacher, you know, makes the vehicle. Maybe you want to have a separate workshop for people, you know, involved in that, but that's awfully costly for people to say.
Yes, Nora?
I make a motion that we table the resolution.
You're making a motion that we table this resolution, this particular resolution?
I have it up.
Pardon?
That one.
Okay. We have a motion before us tabling the entire resolution. Am I understanding correctly?
Yes.
For next year's conference. A motion has been made that we table resolution number 2 in its entirety. Correct, Nora?
Yes.
Okay, do I hear a second? We'll continue discussing the resolution number 2. Where were we? Pete McManus, go ahead.
It should be pointed out that every resolution that was handed into the resolution committee was accepted and written down appropriate into these resolutions. Nothing was taken away, nothing was thrown away. Everything that came in was here. And that's why it may seem so overly technical, irrelevant, etc. Okay? But nevertheless, this is a need that has been told to us. And
back there.
I move that, that this be amended by numbering it at least so that we'll know which were actually separate resolutions instead of, because if this goes to someone, they'll think this whole thing is all one resolution, whereas actually, but it's a good resolution that work together in one thing.
Was that your intent, Jeff, to vote on each number after numbering it?
Not necessarily. I don't really know what the... I just wanted to be clear to whoever gets this document that it's actually composed of separate parts and it's not all one big thing. Okay?
Okay, Pam, I think you can enlighten us. I think you had, were involved in... Yeah. Jeff, did you hear the question, Jeff, directed to you? Pam asked if you wanted to amend your motion to send it back to the committee and have it redrafted and renumbered. And numbered, not renumbered.
Okay, I'll move that.
I'll second.
Okay, there was a second. Are you? Okay, discussion. Mike. Okay, I think that's a good idea. Can we have some of the resolution, however the motion has to pass yet, doesn't it?
I call a question.
Okay, the question's been called for. All in favor of redrafting the motion by the resolution committee and brought back to the floor before the end of this session? Signify by raising your hands, please. Okay, all those opposed to redrafting the motion and bringing it back to the floor. This is... opposed. Are we still operating on the two-thirds? Wow.
Recap.
Are you, Yana? Can we have a recount? All those in favor now, all those in favor of redrafting the motion, bringing it back to the floor before the end of the session, signify by raising your hands. Some of you aren't voting at all. Okay, 30. All those opposed to redrafting.
44 opposed. So will the resolution committee, those of you that are here from the resolution committee, could you work on this and bring it back before the session is over? Oh, the motion, that's right. The motion, yes, Dick?
Point of order.
Dick, yes.
Let's not use calling the question to cut off debate. Once the question is called for, you still ought to ask the floor for further discussion. I don't think we're done with discussion on this motion. I would like to just divide the question by numbering the resolves, 1, 2, 3 in order, and voting on them in order. I'd like to make that as a motion. Divide the question.
Okay, you are moving, is that right?
I'm moving to divide the question.
Okay, you heard a motion to divide the question. Seconded by Pete McManus. Are you ready for a discussion? Okay, can we have some discussion?
Madam Chairman?
Yes?
I have a suggestion which could be made into an amendment to that motion if it sounds feasible to you. This motion is complicated and is involved. It has a series of conditions which were noted as existing, as the whereas, right? These are things that people didn't like or did like and wanted to comment on. Then it has resolutions asking that things be done. And I've separated in my mind that there are two basic resolves. One is you have an alternative mode of selecting a committee to plan next year's conference, and then recommendations for what things that should be considered when they plan it. It could be solved by also be considered in that planning, and then number the other be it resolved by 1, 2, 3, starting with that the conference will concentrate for number 1 and finishing then with number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. It's complex, but doing it that way would clarify the situation. But it depends on whether you or not you agree with the things it says right now.
The thing I'd like to make a suggestion to there are several people that are like the Mona, this year's workshop and last year's workshop. They could come up here and maybe try something. But then kind of the workshop is going to be
okay, Ramona, while you're coming up to do that, Dick, what was your reaction to her remarks? Could you go along or could you live with that?
Point of order, Madam Chairman, the motion now on the floor to divide the question and vote on the individual point. The committee needs to adjust that part of that motion.
Okay, however, I thought that she was speaking to that. You know, she came up with an alternative method to doing that. I thought that she was addressing herself to that, no?
That was not a motion that I made. It was a discussion under the existing motion.
You're calling for the question on the present motion? Okay, can we have someone that is a really parliamentarian up here to help us?
The problem is this is my motion. I'm kind of not the time to do it.
motion. Andy, who's Andy?
What about Pam?
Pam? You should. No? Okay, Andy, who's Andy? Andy, could you come up here? Anybody? Daryl Frigg. Come on up here and help us, please. Well, you'd be better than what you have now. You're the chair, you're chairman. That's okay. Okay, Jan, thank you. We don't profess to be professionals. We were just picked up off the floor up here, too. I don't think we really knew what we were getting into. Jan, could you come up here, please, and use the mic and... Okay, the motion that's in the discussion stage right now. Is there any more discussion?
Question.
Okay, the question has been called for. Dick, I would like you to restate your motion.
The motion on the floor is to divide the question. Whether or not we wish to vote on the resolves one at a time. If you vote yes, then it goes that way. We vote one at a time. If you vote no, we're back to the original motion.
Point of order, you're voting on whether or not you want to vote right away, and that takes a two-thirds. If you want to vote on the motion right this moment, vote yes. If you don't, if you want to discuss it further, just vote no. Then you have to vote on the motion, if you vote yes, to vote on the motion. There's no discussion on a call of question.
Would you answer that, Mr. Miller? Is that... the motion on the floor right now, immediately.